This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12th of Sep, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the evening brings a calm and mild breeze with temperatures cooling down pleasantly. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the skies remain clear, perfect for a night out. Haifa enjoys a similar coolness, inviting residents to relax under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel kills senior commander trying to restore Hamas power in Gaza, according to Ynet's report from earlier today. Also, in the IDF, doubts were cast on cheap weapons. Mariv reports that the assassination of Sinwar changes the rules of the game as drones now play a crucial role on the battlefield. Also this hour, the American Emirati AI project changes direction due to Iranian threats, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Separately, a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice, Forward reported in its earlier coverage. And finally, a Lebanese official told the Times of Israel that indiscriminate IDF strikes are hindering Hezbollah disarmament efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Quanta Ahmed shared just minutes ago a heartfelt tribute by Paul Simon performing The Sound of Silence in memory of 9/11. Emphasizing the deep emotion visible in his performance. Ambassador Mike Huckabee posted earlier today expressing gratitude to Hills Fuld for highlighting what he sees as Israel's failures in ethnic cleansing, advising Europe to take note. Visegrad 24 reported under an hour ago that France has arrested three African men suspected of planning an attack on the Jewish community and intending to join ISIS in Africa. This comes from an investigation into jihadism. Let's go deeper. Starting with the targeted killing of Mohammed Yazouri, the Hamas Khan Yunis Brigade commander, who was eliminated by Israeli forces in Al-Mawasi. This follows multiple failed attempts on his life, as noted by Ynet. The operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle key figures in Hamas, aiming to disrupt their activities substantially. Turning to the IDF's evolving use of technology, drones have become indispensable within just 3 years. Mariv details how these tools now provide essential support in reconnaissance and attacks. This shift has reshaped military strategies, potentially altering the balance of power on the ground. Meanwhile, the American Emirati AI project is undergoing a strategic pivot due to concerns about Iranian missile threats, according to Israel Hayom. The project, one of the largest of its kind, aims to bolster defenses against new threats. This adjustment reflects the growing prominence of AI in regional security dynamics. In related news, a documentary shown in Venice alleges the IDF committed wanton killings in Gaza, receiving significant attention, as reported by Forward. The film presents testimonies from Israeli soldiers, prompting discussions on military ethics and accountability. This reception could influence international perceptions of Israel. Finally, The Times of Israel reports that a Lebanese official claims Israeli strikes are undermining efforts to disarm Hezbollah. The official warns that continued destruction could weaken Lebanon's internal security efforts. This statement highlights the complex interplay between military actions and regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, escalation in the Persian Gulf has sent oil prices soaring above $10.3, according to a report from Israel Hayom Business. This surge has affected Wall Street and increased yields on U.S. government bonds, reflecting broader market volatility. Separately, cybercriminals are exploiting AI's safety features to mask malicious activities, Kotek reports. By embedding harmful code within seemingly innocuous schematics, they bypass security measures, posing a challenge for cybersecurity experts. And finally, inward investment in Israel has reached a record high, totaling $26.2 billion in 2025, as reported by Globes. However, this growth masks a concentration in certain sectors and large deals, which could impact market dynamics and economic diversification. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.